I'm not a patient. I admire my current doctor and her no-nonsense approach to my body when I haul it into her clinic for my annual check. Her quiet inspection is appreciated because any gasps, giggles, or would make me nervous. Despite scheduling an appointment weeks in advance, I'm tolerant of the required wait time. As for the magazines, some are outdated and dog-eared. While taking furtive glances at other long faces who share my delay, I contemplate the person who assigned the phrase waiting room. He or she is a genius because never did two words better describe both process and surroundings. This same brain obviously invented the word patient, as in who you are and how you must behave while waiting. My only objection involves the patient gown. Did I say gown? Paper towel is more accurate. In the past, it was tough enough to sit shivering in a shapeless, backless cotton smock. At some point, the shift was made to paper, which is not surprising in our budget-crunching society. Take everything off and use that to cover up, the doctor's assistant said before she closed the door. Cover up with what? But she was gone, and it was just me and my square of paper, neatly folded on the end of the examining table. This wasn't a gown. This was a large serviette. I was to cover up and maintain a shred of naked dignity? When I tried to arrange myself underneath, I felt like a paper cutout doll. And if I didn't stay still, my serviette would slip to the floor. Although the instruction was to take everything off, I drew the line at socks and glasses. What if the fire alarm suddenly rings? I'll need socks to keep my feet warm and glasses to see where I'm running. Anyone gripping a flammable paper towel should stay away from direct flames. And knock on wood that my doctor doesn't find anything wrong with me. On second thought, don't bother knocking on wood. During your next doctor's visit, you'll be wearing a tree in the form of a paper towel. Gently rub a corner of it for the same superstitious results. As for those vintage magazines in the waiting room, I have a suggestion. Convert them into cover-ups. They'd be thicker than the cover-ups I've been given. More importantly, patients will have something to read while they endure that second near-naked wait for the doctor to arrive. Did you know that Trump won the election? Good thing I went for a checkup.